FluxTime offers a way for you and your students to get started with animation without the overhead of having to create an account first. From the homepage, you simply click on Click here to create a free animation, and that opens the studio window and you can get started straight away. Whilst on the homepage, do note that there are some examples there that you can look at, and that'll give you an idea of some of the features and the functionality that you can use to create your animation. And there's also a quick start guide and an online manual. So with the studio open, you'll notice that you're offered first of all a template upon which to a canvas, if you will, a stage to work on from a limited range, it has to be said. The ones that are available tend to be geared towards younger children, but don't let that put you off. Just go for a custom background and let your students just work on an empty stage if that's the case, if they're a little bit older. Or actually, they probably have some fun with the sea life backgrounds that are provided. Having chosen a stage and a look and feel for the stage, you then can place some objects on it. And you can just draw on it and make the stage look as you want. Or you can start the animation process. And rather than working like a flipbook where you create a frame, make some alterations to it, create a new frame, and gradually build up your animation frame by frame, in FluxTime you can record on-screen activity. So if you want to add an item to the page, and you can do that from the library, there is a limited number of sea creatures actually within the library, or you can just use shapes, and there are lots of different shapes that are available, including thought and speech bubbles, which might be useful, or you can just use the freeline drawer and actually draw a shape onto the screen, and obviously a text tool too, useful if you're wanting to create dialogues in your animation. So having added an element to the page, if you then click on the record button and then move that element around, or indeed if you choose to resize it or flip it left or right or recolor it or move it behind another element, all of that action can be recorded. At any point where you want to bring in another element, you just simply click on the stop button and then your recording will be paused at that point. Click on play and you can see how your recording is building up. Let's say you've completed your recording, how do you actually share it? Well, the sharing's done in a fairly limited way. You can simply either save it to your account or email a URL to an email address, and then somebody else can view that finished.